Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Sister Rose. Good morning. How are you? God bless you. Feels good to be on this morning. Hallelujah. We have to apologize for yesterday. It just was one of those things. I tell you, just one of those things, I tell you. But God is good. Yes, he is. And we thank him for his mercy. We thank him for his grace. We thank him for his love, his kindness, his peace, his joy. Let's say that again. God is good. We thank him. We thank the Almighty God, the great I am that I am, for his mercy, for his grace, for his love, for his peace, for his joy, his support, his protection. Did I say love? My God. Oh, my God. Ooh, for his path that he has for us. We thank him. We thank him for how he guides, protects, and directs. Hallelujah. Ooh, we can shout right there. Oh, it doesn't mean that everything is going to be bed of roses and daisies and tulips and orchids and but it's where he has placed us, and it's where he is guarding over us for his purpose. Hallelujah. We can do this. Yes. Why? As long as it's directed by God. Hallelujah. And then, you know, even when you get and make the wrong turn, say, well, I think I should go this way. He see us. He'll bring us back on the this way. You know, God is good. He loves us. And we're loved. When you're loved by the Almighty God, you are truly loved. Amen. Hallelujah. So we give honor to God this morning, who is our life, the very breath that we breathe. Yes, he is. Oh, yes, he is. Oh, my God, yes, he is. Ooh, he's faithful to us. Oh, yes. Glory, glory, glory. Ooh, we're in covenant with him because he chose. Ooh, Lord. Ooh, when we can get that settled in our spirit without a shadow of a doubt. My God from Zion, my God. Oh, what a time to be on this earth. And I feel it coming. Oh, yes. The children of God going to shine. Hallelujah. Yes. And many things may happen and may take place prior to that. Ooh, but when God's children stand up, oh my, Jesus, have mercy. I mean, stand. Woo! What a time. I see it. You just got to see it. When God's children just stand on the earth. And not close the door for those who don't know, but shine brighter. And those who don't know want to be a part. Those who have been called, oh, God, oh, they'll come running. Yes, my God, hallelujah. Oh, eyes pop open. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And the number will be the number. Woo! Glory. Hallelujah. So glad to be counted in the number. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. We give honor to Him, God Most High. Hallelujah this morning. And we thank our Father, our Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. For His mercy and His grace. As we stated earlier, that this is the day that He has made. He has made. And we are rejoicing in it. Frustration. Aggravation. Discouragement, gone. Just go. Can't stand. Order, peace, love of God, faithfulness, the fear of the Lord. Yes, Lord. Ooh, wisdom for this day. Yes, entering in. Oh, my God. Been here. Everything you need is designed for you and I. You and me. It's designed. It's personal. And it's corporate. So let the joy of the Lord come in. That's right. Just let it come on in. We are so delighted that you're joining us this morning. Yes, our Facebook friends. Hallelujah, our pages. Delighted that you're joining in this morning. And we thank God for you. Hallelujah. God is truly good. Yes, He is. And we just bless His name. Oh, glory, 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 glory. I get stuck on some places. And this morning, I'm just stuck on God, you're good. God, you know you're good. Yes, God is good. He's just kind. Oh, my God. We're talking about the Almighty God, the maker and the creator of the heavens and the earth. Oh, my God. We thank you. We raise our hand and bless your name. And we thank you for your mercy, Father. We thank you for your grace. Hallelujah. Can't stop thanking Him this morning. Hallelujah. It's just a good day. Yes, it is. Hallelujah. And we are a Remnant Ministries, Daughters of God, called to pray. I am your host, Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are just so delighted that you tune in, and we just love to praise the Lord, and we certainly love to pray. Oh, yes, we do. God bless you for tuning in. If it's 2 seconds from now, or 100 years from now, we pray that you feel that it was designed just for you, not because of us, but because of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. God is so, so good. Well, we think of the goodness of the Lord and all that He has done for us. You know, when you don't have to stay back, but when you just look in the rearview mirror, when you look in the rearview mirror and see where God has brought you from, the mighty hand of God in your life, you don't have to tell nobody. Hey, see the then and the now. And I got news for you. Excuse me, there are some thens that's better than the now, but it doesn't mean that it's going to change or not change. When I was in my mom and daddy house, I had this, I did, but I chose this and I chose that, and look where I am today. I chose not to go to college. I chose not to go to high school. I chose to do this. And look where I am now, but God. Hallelujah. Huh? But God. Ah, but God. I wouldn't listen. I preferred to listen to my friends. Yes, this has been happening for centuries. Nothing new under the sun. God had this, and my family had that, and my family, and look where we are now. But you know what? But God. But God. That's right. That's right. Hallelujah. But God. But God. Can you say that? Nevertheless, I was dumb. I made some bad decisions. But God. But God. But God. Can you say that? That's what I'm talking about. Nobody but God. Nobody, 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 nobody but God. God is the one. He knew every dumb thing we would have done. Yep. And he still loves us. Can you believe that? How you're in love with an everlasting love for real. For real. You're in love with an everlasting love. And you thank God how he chose to love you. Hallelujah. How he chose to love you. That's a blessing. That is a blessing. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. My God. Nevertheless, wherever we are, wherever we find our place, God is there. And he makes the crooked way straight. And those lessons are like a beautiful bouquet. Because there we find the love of God in the midst of some dumb and crazy things we have done. And then, you know, when we come to that precious place where we say, God, it's all about you. I want what you want for me. That's a beautiful place to be in. And then those flowers that appear to have had no life and couldn't bloom and wouldn't bloom turn to beautiful blossoms. All those lessons were beneficial to bring you where you are now. Thank you, Lord. Bring you where you are now. Ooh, in the arms of the Lord, in the care of God. Oh, my God, oh, my God. You know, we're born again. Hallelujah. And it's not because of mama, not because of daddy. Oh, my God, but because of God himself. Ooh, it's a beautiful day. Oh, Lord, let's let that penetrate. Let it penetrate. It's a beautiful day today. And how he loves you. Oh, goodness. Some of us are holding grudges that are so old, they have decayed. And we are holding them against people. People don't even know you're holding them against. They hurt me. They did this to me. And how many people did you hurt along the way? How many have released you and said, it's okay, I'm good, God got me? That was so long ago, that stuff is dust. Huh? Excuse me. Gotta let stuff go. We all have had to let some go. And grateful that some folks have let us go. Yeah. I love the Lord this morning, and I am so grateful. I could just shout. I could just shout. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we thank the Lord today, and we give honor to God for all that he's doing. And I haven't seen the news. I don't know what's going on. I just didn't hear or listen to the presidential speech this morning, I mean, last night. Just wasn't in that place. I'll get it later. Excuse me, as the Lord says. So I know God is in control of all of this. I know that our brothers and sisters are hurting. I know that the spirit of fear is trying to take over. But I know that in a circle in prayer, we've all prayed for them and prayed for them, and we're going to continue to do it. I'm praying for the United States. You know, we really need prayer too. A lot of things could be a setup or a trap for us. It could be. I'm talking about the United States. And everybody doesn't love us. And our president needs wisdom. He needs guidance and direction from God. From God. He needs that. He needs to be encircled in not what you want or I want him to do, but what God wants of him and the strength to do it and block all the negativity. You know, God knew how old he would be when he entered the campaign and when he sat down in that office. And you know, you need wisdom. And with age comes wisdom. So we need him to be directed, and we need God to have his ear, and he needs to be covered. These United States need repentance, change of heart, and we need to be guided by the Almighty God. The only one that can save us or any nation is God. And that's what our cry for the Ukraine. That God be God. Yes. That he fight their battle for them. Yes. He make all the necessary provisions that the world can see that he does answer prayer. And he does care for his own. God does. And we have to learn to be steadfast, unmovable, all of us. Don't get weary in well-doing. We'll reap if we faint not. You remember I told you this ministry of prayer started about one group of people, I think it was 139 years ago, and it has not stopped. People still pray. They still need a prayer, you know. As others passed on, others picked it up. It just kept on going. It's just going. And we have to also remember, if we get weary and tired and throw in the towel and say, this don't make any sense and this thing, God, when God called and ordained for something to go forth, you or I won't stop it. Oh, no, we won't. Oh, no, we won't. Remember what God told Elijah. I have 7,000 that has not bowed to Baal nor kissed his ring. Hey, and their children and wives were murdered. That's right. They didn't bow. He said, don't you, I'm God. I ask you to do something, you don't want to do it? You think you're the only one out here doing it? I'm God. So we really want to be on the train, and it may seem hard and dreary and dull, but once we have to encourage each other and encourage ourselves. When you have your God said, Oh, that may just be your purpose. That just may. But you remember, you're a link in the chain. Do your duty. Do what you're supposed to do. I do what I'm supposed to do. Strong link in the chain. Hallelujah. What is it? The chain is no stronger than the weakest link. But if we are in our place and we don't tell God where our place is, He is the one that gives the assignment. And think about you being that link. And you think, oh, it ain't no, I ain't done. But this kingdom work is unity. It's for a purpose. It's all for God's glory, not yours, not mine. No, it's for God. Oh, build us up in the faith. Oh, our confidence in our God. We stand strong. And you know, people say, just get the man or a woman off the street, give them a little something, let them come in and clean the church. Now, you know, think about what we are saying. Think about it. That place that has been set aside for the service and the worship and the presence of the Almighty God. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Woo. We count it as menial labor. Whoa. God, please forgive us. But we have deuce. I don't take all of that. Oh, my God. We read what the scriptures say, but our eyes have been closed to what the scriptures say. I'm not knocking that person. That person needs to come in and be saved. But that person is not the person to come and touch the holy things of God. Come and clean up in His place. Be in there praying, speaking in tongues, praying at the usher at the door, guarding, praying. Before service start, they stand and pray for who walk in, covered in the blood of Yeshua. Oh, we got to grow up. We got to think about what we're saying. Oh, my God, have mercy on us. The T. We've moved it out with modernization. Mm-hmm. We ask God to forgive us. Hallelujah. Oh, because we can't see God and we can see all this technology. We think be careful. God is still God. He is the one, and He did not set man down and ask man for counsel. Think about that. He did not ask man for counsel on how he should make the heavens, hallelujah, where he should place the place where gravity dance. Hey, that great God is God. That's the one. And He's holy. And He's righteous. His holiness is what defines us and our righteousness. Mm-hmm. My God from Zion. Ooh. Hallelujah. That right there. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Father, we thank You. We praise You. We glorify You. We magnify You. We exalt You. We bow our heads and bend our knees before You, Almighty God, and bless Your most holy name. We thank You, Father, for Your mercy, Your grace. We thank You for Your love and Your faithfulness to us. We thank You for how You guide and protect us, God. Oh, glory be to Your name, Most High God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Blessings and honor is all due to your most holy name. Forgive us, Almighty God, for sinning against you, having attitudes that are not right. Oh, God, have mercy. Oh, God, we plead, hallelujah, for your mercy. Open our eyes that we may see. Open our eyes that we may worship you. Open our eyes that we may walk according to your will and according to your way. Great God, that we may be pleasing in your sight, Almighty God, that we may walk humbly before you, Almighty God. Oh, glory, hallelujah, not deceiving ourselves, Almighty God. Oh, God, that we may walk in harmony with you and peace, and we walk in harmony and peace with the brethren. Almighty God, that we reflect heaven on earth. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Bless your most holy name. Oh, God, thank you for cleansing and washing us, Almighty God, from unrighteousness. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you for your peace. Thank you for your joy. Oh, God, thank you for the confidence, knowing that you love us. Yes, Lord, hallelujah. Holy Ghost, have your way. Hallelujah. In our lives, guiding us and directing us, reassuring us and encouraging us and comforting us. Ooh, letting us hear your voice, great God. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Understanding and knowing and able to discern, God. Oh, God. Oh, your voice from all the voices that attempt to speak louder than you. Almighty God. Oh, God. I think, oh, God. No, God. What you say. Father, we need you. We need you like we've never needed you before. We always needed you. Oh, God, we want to look good. We want to shine, but what about our righteousness, our holiness, Almighty God? True holiness unto you, Almighty God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God, help us discern, God, right from wrong. And good for me. Almighty God. Oh God, help us. Help us, guide us. Let us not fall in foolish traps and tricks. Almighty God. Oh God, all our outsteps. Almighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you for wisdom, for this day, knowledge and understanding. For this day, clarity. Open our eyes that we may see. Oh God. Touch our hearts and we will obey you, Almighty God. Who do we have? None but you. None. Wholly depending on you. Oh, God. Some may have mothers and fathers, but we need you. We want you. Our everything. Let us filter everything through your will. Oh, God, thank you. Open our eyes that we may see. Oh, God, hallelujah. We want you in our lives. Not only do we need you, but we want you. For you are the very breath that we breathe, leaning and depending totally on you. We thank you for the doctors, the lawyers. We thank you for all that we have. But God, they are of no effect unless you will them to be. So everything is through you and your will. Yes, Lord. Touch, for you are the great physician. The word tells us, you said, I am the God that healeth thee. You sent your word, great God, our Father. And you heal our sickness and our disease. We thank you, Father. We thank you for soothing the broken heart. We thank you for making ways out of no way, Almighty God. When the morning comes and it seems that the day is hopeless, oh God, by the time the evening have arrived, let joy unspeakable, full of glory, have appeared and covered. Oh, and give you glory, Almighty God. Remember our brothers and sisters in the Ukraine. We need you to fight for them, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Stand, Almighty God, for your people. Hallelujah. Both sides are needing you, Almighty God. You see and you know everything. And we ask that you make the crooked way straight. And we ask that you bring peace and a resolve to the issue. In Yeshua's mighty name, we come and we praise you. And we're thanking. And we're open to your will and your way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Joy unspeakable. What a privilege and an honor it is to be called a child of the Almighty God. We thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for remembering our children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren, our nieces and nephews. Yes, Lord. Ah, may they forever walk upright before you and in the circle of your blessings. Thank you for protecting them, guarding them, guiding them, giving them direction, Almighty God. Keeping them close and safe. Oh, granting them travel and mercy. Oh, God, as they walk this earth. Hallelujah. Bless the gifts that you have given them. All turn it for your glory. Hallelujah. Thank you that you're saving and sanctifying them for your purpose. Oh, God, we give you glory. And the young men and young women are out here without any knowledge of you. But you sent them here for purpose. Allow your will to be done in their life. Guard and protect, shield and defend, Almighty God. When they would do wrong, you make it impossible to be successful. We thank you, Lord. Remove the hate from all of them and the anger. Rebuke the anger that causes them to go astray. Yes, Lord. Put the fire of the Holy Ghost in them all. Oh, God. Hallelujah. We thank you for those that are excelling, and we ask that you continue to guard them and direct them, Almighty God, for your glory. Woo! Hallelujah. Remember the seniors. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The innocent, the helpless. Yes, Lord. Woo! Glory. Hallelujah. We apply the blood of Yeshua over each and every one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. There's some coming in. Bless us. Guard them. Protect them. Their shield of defense. Fight for them. Hallelujah. Make every provision they need. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Woo. Stay the hand of the enemy. There's some that's breathing their last breath. Pick up a sikuma. Shambakada de diosa. Ramakabada de diosa. Rima sikuma. Oh God, glory. Yeah, Lord. Come on, in Yeshua's mighty basticoma. Oh glory. Hallelujah. 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 Father, we thank you. Hallelujah. Peace on the jobs. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. In the surgery. Hallelujah. Peace. In the operating room. Retina in the procedure room. Peace. clarity. Oh, God, stay the hand. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ooh, oh, God. Ooh, steady the hand. Oh, God. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, in the laboratory, let them not be distracted. Almighty God. Hallelujah. Let them not be distracted. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Bless your name. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Thank you. It's all in the name of Yeshua. Thank you for opening our minds of understanding. Oh, yes, Lord, giving us clarity of your word. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Ooh, taking the blindness off. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name. Hallelujah. 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 Joy of the Lord is our strength. Yes, Lord. It's all in the name of Yeshua, Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God. Hallelujah. Glory. 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 Have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about our trouble. He will hear our cry by and by. Well, we'll pray, we'll turn in. Oh, we're going to let the fire burn in. Have a little talk with Jesus, makes it right. Yeah. Have a little talk with Jesus. Oh, tell him all about our trouble. My God, my God, my God, my God. I just saw this sitting on a hill. Oh, God. All the metal below, appreciating the surroundings. Oh, God, in communion with the Father. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Yeshua. Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless your wonderful name. Hallelujah. Having a little talk with Jesus makes it right. And some people say, well, I can talk with the Lord anyway. It doesn't matter. But, you know, sometimes when you're sitting, staring out of the window, just in your car, you just stop for a moment and just begin to talk to the Lord. Anywhere. I mean, those moments, you're at work and you have your 5-10 minute break, and then you think of the goodness of the Lord, or you just start thinking about it, and tears just flow. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank God saving me. Thank God that I can commune with him. Jesus made it possible. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. That I can tell him I'm so happy. And it's all because of you. There's so many crazy things going on, Lord. And I'm happy. And it's all because of you. I never known this before, God. So many things. God, and I thank you. Silver and gold cannot provide that. Almighty God. Silver and gold cannot provide it. Oh, God, you're so good. You're so good. And I'm so grateful to you. Those moments, you could be in the middle of housework cooking and just, oh, my God, have that moment
soul cannot compare to the value of having that moment in time. Oh my God, with your Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you just look up at the sky and you see the trees and hear the birds, take that deep breath and you realize God calls you for a moment to recognize He's here. Bless His name. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. God loves us so much. And then we can just see when we pray how that prayer covers the situation and the circumstance, the event. If we can see, as the prophet told his servant, said to the Lord, open his eyes and let him see that there are more with us than against us.
Yes, God. Oh, glory. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
We will be careful not to be selfish and destructive with our prayers. And me, prayers, you don't know who I am. Same thing. Do you know who you are? And does God really know you? Mm-hmm. That's the main thing. That brings a shocker to us. Yeah. All right. They get right with God and do it now. Yes. Oh, my God. Oh, Lord have mercy. Such wonders that God has in store for us. We just look around and see the awesomeness. And, you know, this is not our home. Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord. I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord. I'm just in that. I thank the Lord. Like, y'all just have to forgive me. I just thank the Lord. No. That wonderful place. Oh, my God. There's twice in my life, I was reading Job, and I experienced it. I think that was when, and the day morning, old day when my son was passing, and God gave me something, and I didn't know what was happening, and God gave me something that was so profound. He let me taste, oh my God. We say things, but oh, God got something in store. Oh, Lord. Adam and Eve, oh. I'm not really hearing them. I'm just saying they experience a little walk with God in the garden. Oh, my God. Woo. That kind of, oh. No, no wrong. That, I mean, perfect, complete perfection. Whoa, peace. Not piece together trying to figure. Faith, not piece together trying to figure. And man gave that. They knew the definition. They had clarity. They lived it. Oh, my God. Ooh. Oh, have mercy. I'm telling you, in God, there is the joy of peace, that there is no earthly definition for it. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Oh, I'm telling you. No, no, no. Can't define it. No, sir. No, 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 no. Cannot define it. No, you can't. And when that happened in your life, and God just gives you a look, just look. Ooh, Lord. Oh, when you get the real, God is good. He has gifts. No earthly value can compare. There's no price on earth that can speak of its value. God from Zion. Oh, Lord. I'm good. I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord. I tell you, my brothers and my sisters, you're loved by the Almighty God. And it's wisdom. For some reason, I'm leading to, I'm going to give you some scriptures. That's what we'll do so I won't forget. Proverbs, the 8th chapter, 1 through 35. Proverbs 10:22. These are rich, so please remember in your time to just read it. Just read it. Genesis 24:35. Excuse me. Genesis 26:12. Deuteronomy 8:18. Proverbs. Psalms 37:22 and Job 28:12-28. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted you to have that in your hearing and then in your reading and allow the Lord to just guide you and speak to you. Yes, Lord. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I can't explain what I'm feeling or how I'm feeling. It's all right. 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 I had an opportunity on Sunday to fellowship with some young people, and it was just heartwarming to see them still working for the Lord. It's a blessing. It truly is a blessing. I thank God for them. I thank God and ask God to continue to keep them strong, and that they don't give up. Hallelujah. That they just keep on keeping on. And he ordered their steps in him, and that they do the work that he has ordained and called them to do. Amen. Don't get weary. Don't get weary. Don't get weary. Great soldiers for the Lord. In the beginning, Genesis 1:1. God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face
of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. Excuse me. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. The sixth day. Not Friday, the sixth day. Oh, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Now listen, listen, listen. 28. And God blessed, listen. And God blessed them. My God inside. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Let that settle in. Who do you think you are? I'm a child of God. Hallelujah. Chapter 2. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the hosts of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work, which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rest from all his work. Blessed name, which God created and made. Blessed. It is something so wonderful to hear that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When our eyes are open and we behold his glory, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, we shall behold him. My Father and my God. Oh, that's enough to make you shout right there. Oh, God, how we thank you. How we thank you. God set a time in motion, and it will be when it will be at his appointed time. At the appointed time of the Almighty God, my God's design, it shall be. Everything he said, it shall come to pass. No ifs, no ands, no buts about it. It shall come to pass. Can you imagine? Everything. Oh, we should be in awe right now. Because no matter what we think, or how we think, or what it looked like or doesn't look like, it shall come to pass. God's word, that is. It will not fall or not fail. It will not. We can rest assured of that. Hey, God's word shall come to pass. Don't worry about it. God got it. It's all in his time. Yes, everything. Ooh. And we can't move it. We can't make it happen sooner. It's edge. Oh, before the foundation of the world. Woo! because of his mercy and his grace and his love. Woo! Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory, glory, glory to God. Hallelujah. 2 Chronicles 7:13-14. Bless his most holy name. If I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven. Oh, my God. And will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Oh, God. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord. Yes, we do. Thank him for his mercy. His word. His word is true. We can trust his word. We can trust our Father. Oh, yes, we can. Oh, yes, we can. We can trust. We can trust him. We can put our hope in him. Now, there are times that things don't turn out the way we had thought. But just stay in the will of God. Stay there. Stay there. We have to encourage each other. Because we're like to get discouraging or disheartening or just pressure coming down. Encourage each other. Stay in the will of God. 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 Stay in his will. Yes. Stay in the will of God. Stay in the will. Stay in the will, my sisters and my brothers. Stay in the will of God. Stay in the will of God. Stay in the will of God. Encourage each other to stay in the will of God. Don't listen to those that, well, it don't take. Stay in the will of God. Well, you need to do this, this will work. Stay in the will of God. Stay in the will of God. Stay in the will of God. Stay in the trust God. Trust God. Trust God. We pray for everyone that's being challenged to get out of the will of God, to do something on their own. We pray that God will keep you strong, steadfast in him, secured in him, in Yeshua's mighty name. Numbers, the 6th chapter, starting at the 24th verse. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Nothing is missing and nothing. Sin is broken. Wholeness, completeness. Yes. Hallelujah. All in him. Yes, indeed. Jude, the 1st chapter, starting at the 24th verse. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Go in peace, go in love, go in joy, go in the power of the Holy Ghost. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. Again, you can join us for Bible study at 674 Morrow Road, Jonesboro, Georgia, Suite B. God bless. Thank you. Love you.